Hello, this is Ian and this is my audio boo. Haven't done one for a very, very long time, and to be absolutely honest, I have kept on looking at my phone and thinking maybe I should get round to doing one. But the reason why I'm doing one now is because I've been prompted by my very good friend Mr. Simon Toon, who was trying to help one of his other boo friends, Pawari, with regard to an issue that she has with new neighbours and kids playing in the garden. I believe that you have a lot of local kids coming around to your garden and playing with your play equipment, and there are two new sets of neighbours near you, and you were concerned about the impact that the children had on the new neighbours. Yeah, difficult one, not so easy. Simon suggested that I sort of like gave my opinions. We're quite lucky. We live next door to a family who have two kids. One who is a very, very similar age to my oldest girl. And then their boy is a couple of years older. But my two girls and those two play really nicely with each other. We made the decision that we would separate the fences between our gardens. Our kids go and play in their garden, their kids come and play in our garden. So, to be absolutely honest, our situation's a little bit different to Pawari's, so it would seem to me anyway. However, if I could sort of cast any light on it, the only thing I would say, Pawari, is at the end of the day, the people who moved there possibly should have been aware of the fact that they were moving to an area where there were children. I suppose on one hand you could say it was their responsibility to find that out. However, on the other hand, I suppose that it might be quite nice etiquette just to go to them and say, ask them their views on what's going on. Now, I suppose if they turn around and said, no, we don't like it, we don't want it to happen anymore, you've then got a difficult decision to make, I suppose. As you said, you don't want to discourage kids from coming around your house. And that's perfectly understandable. So, I don't envy your position. It's very nice that you've even thought about it, because I don't think a lot of people would have even had that thought. So it's nice of you to be thinking about your neighbours in that way, but at the same time, you know, you move to, I guess, you live in quite a residential area, you move to a residential area, and these are the sorts of things that you might expect. Two ways of playing it. If they have an issue, you could wait until they came and talk to you about it, I suppose. Or, on the other hand, you could be proactive about it, go and speak to them about it. I suppose it all depends on what their response is as to what you then do. But I suppose if you know how they feel about it, if they're cool about it, then that's fine. If they're not, then I suppose at least you're aware that they're not happy, and then you have the knowledge to make a decision either one way or another way. Anyway, so that's my sort of like view on things. I know my situation is different to yours, so I can't really give perfect advice or enlightenment on this, because I really don't know the circumstances, but that's certainly my view anyway, and I hope my view has sort of helped in some kind of way. Anyway, that's enough from me. Staying at the moment, they've been very busy since my last audio boo. We did a couple of comedy shows for the BBC radio, and that was fantastic, and now we're trying to tout it around and see how far we can take it. Been busy with lecturing. I'm repositioning my business because I need to bring in more consultancy work, so I've got a really clear idea about what I want to do with that now, so I'm moving that one forward as well. At the moment, at my parents' house in Northamptonshire, because I'm from Oxford, originally from the north, but living in Oxford. At the moment, my parents live in Northamptonshire, so we're at their house for for a few days. My sister's over from Germany, which is really nice, and we were out in the grounds of Burley House today, lovely sunny weather, so yeah, life is good. It's late, it's nearly 9 o'clock, and my kids are still not in bed, so I think I better go downstairs and help my wife. Okay, happy booing. Speak to you soon.